Strap on your smartest shoes and get ready to take to the airwaves, because this week's Discovery travels to the 20s for a look at the beginning of radio. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Today, radio broadcasts, and now podcasts too, are a regular part of our daily lives. But in the historical drama Radio Girls, author Sarah Jane Stratford travels back in time to explore the early days of radio, with some of the women and men who shaped the medium. The story begins in London in 1926, as Maisie Musgrave takes a job as a secretary for the BBC. She's never really thought of herself as a modern girl. She just wants a job to help her pay the rent and maybe buy some new shoes. But she's fascinated by the women who come in to speak. She's even more fascinated by Hilda Matheson, the director of the talks department. And in time, she develops a passion for speaking her mind and telling the truth. Now, this historical drama focuses on the culture and politics of London in the late 1920s, especially as they relate to women. After all, this is the time when women earn the right to vote, and the story follows Maisie and the other women of the BBC as they work to be recognized as more than just underlings. It's often frustrating to see how these otherwise strong, intelligent female characters are treated, but it's even more frustrating to see how Maisie treats herself. She's painfully insecure, to the point of self-loathing, and in the beginning, her attitude is so maddening that it can make the story drag. Fortunately, though, the pace does pick up as Maisie settles into her career at the BBC and begins finding her voice. She also begins writing and investigating and digging for stories, and that's where the novel takes an interesting turn, eventually bringing politics, culture, and world history together in an intriguing way. But is it worth taking to the airwaves with these broadcasting innovators? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. It takes some time for the real story to build, and even then, it doesn't necessarily move along at breakneck speed. But it's a charming and clever mix of history and fiction, all based around the rise of talk radio. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Radio Girls by Sarah Jane Stratford is 365 relaxing and reminiscent pages long and is available from NAL. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.